ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। सो वी आर गोइंग टू कंक्लूड टुडे दी वी आर गोइंग टू कंप्लीट द थर्ड वल्ली थर्ड सेक्शन ऑफ फर्स्ट चैप्टर ऑफ कठोपनिषद। एंड बिफोर वी गो नेक्स्ट लेसन लेट अस सी वेयर वी लेफ्ट एग्जैक्टली। The last, the Bhashyam of the 15th mantra. Let us see the 15th mantra once. An important mantra which is often quoted. Why it's important mantra? Because it reveals the, it presents the definition of Brahman. And this mantra presents definition of Brahman. Every word here reveals Brahman. By negating what it is not, it negates what it, every word says what Brahman is not, thereby it helps you arrive at Brahman in terms of its given nature. Okay, 15th mantra. Ashabdamasparshamarupamavyayam tatharasam nityamagandhavachayat अनाद्यनन्तम् महतः परम् ध्रुवम् निचाय्य तन्मृत्युमुखात् प्रमुच्यते। एंड हियर वी सी द भाष्यम द लास्ट बिट वी सॉ व्हाई ब्रह्मन् इज अनादि अनादि अनंतम। सो शंकर भगवत्पाद सेज Anadi means what? Nityam. Nityam means it is eternal. Eternal means timeless. Timeless means beginningless, endless and changeless. Anything having a beginning is subject to time because it wasn't there before its origination. It will not be there if it has an end. Therefore, that which has no beginning, no end alone can be timeless, and it must be changeless also. Therefore, nityam. So, anadi, avidyamana, avidyamanaha adihi, asya. Therefore, idam anadi. So, this absolute reality, Brahma, obtaining as the nearest self, you must always understand why the word this is used. Idam, I am atma, idam Brahma. Idam means what? This reality. Which reality? The reality of the entirety of the Jagat, Tad Brahma, obtaining as this nearest self, therefore Idam Brahma, Idam Brahma, is what Anadi, because Adihi Asya Nasti, Avidyamanaha Adihi, it is beginningless. Adihi Nasti means what? It has no cause. Anything which has a beginning must be an effect only. An effect, a product alone can have a beginning. Therefore, a product, anything which has a beginning must be a product. And being a product, it must have a cause. Therefore, adihi, avidyamanaha, adihi means avidyamanam karanam. So that which has no cause. I said uncaused, causeless, absolute cause. Tadu, he adimat. Adimat, tat karyat, tadu, karyatvat anityam. Yadhi adimat, I don't need to say, Shankar Bhagavan says, yadhi adimat, that which has a beginning. Adimat means what? Adiman. Adiman. லோகஹா ஆதிமான் லோகஹா ஆதிமத் ரூபம். எவ்ரி ஃபார்ம் ஹேஸ் பிகினிங். எவ்ரி திங் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் ஹேஸ் பிகினிங். பிகினிங் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தேர்ஸ் அ டைம் வென் இட் இஸ் நாட் தேர். இட் இஸ் நாட் தேர் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? இட் 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 டிஸப்பியர்ஸ். இட் இஸ் ஆஸ் வெல் அஸ் நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட். ஸோ எவ்ரி திங் ஹேஸ் அ பிகினிங். ஸோ ஆதிமத் காலஹா ஆதிமான் தேசஹா ஆதிமான். டைம் ஹேஸ் பிகினிங், space has beginning, and all the forms which exist within the realm of time and space have beginning. All the words denoting those forms which exist within the realm of time and space have beginning. Of course, all the functions associated with those forms also have beginning, but everything in this world is adimat. Adiman kalaha, adiman deshaha, adiman lokaha. Whereas yadhi ஆதிமத்து தத்து காரியம், தத்து காரியத்வாத் அனித்யம். எனி தேட் விச் ஹேஸ் அ பிகினிங் மஸ்ட் பி அன் எஃபெக்ட், அண்ட் பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் அ பீன் எஃபெக்ட் இட் இஸ் வாட் அனித்யம். ஆதி எது? எது ஹி ஆதிமத்து காரிய தத்து காரியத்வாத் அனித்யம். தட் விச் ஹேஸ் அ பிகினிங் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் டு பி அன் எஃபெக்ட், இட் இஸ் டைம் பவுண்ட், impermanent. So what? Karane praliyate. Therefore what? It is resolvable also. It is resolved in its source, the truth also. In its cause. An effect is resolved in its cause. Resolved in its cause means what? Very important. An effect is resolved in its cause means, is it effect is resolvable in its cause means, it has no independent existence of its own. Anything which is resolvable in its cause has no independent existence of its own. If it is not countable as something as a second thing. Therefore, காரணே பிரலீயத்தே அனித்யம் காரணே பிரலீயத்தே. இட் இஸ் டைம் பவுண்ட் அண்ட் திஸ் இஃபெக்ட் ஆல்சோ ரிசால்வ்ஸ் இன் இட்ஸ் காஸ், இஸ் ரிசால்வ் இன் தி காஸ். யதா பிருத்திவியாதி ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் ஏர்த் எக்ஸெட்ரா. ஏர்த் இஸ் வாட்? அன் எஃபெக்ட், ப்ராடக்ட். வை? இட் கேம் இன் டு எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஓன்லி ஃப்ரம் தி வாட்டர். ஏர்த் இஸ் ரிசால்வபிள் இன் தி வாட்டர். Water is resolvable in fire. Fire is resolvable in the air. Air is resolvable in space. And space is resolvable in what? In the truth. Therefore, and anything known is resolvable where? In the Mahatattvam, finally. In the intellect. That is resolvable in Avyaktam. Avyaktam is resolvable in Brahma. And Brahman is the absolute reality, absolute. So it does not forget, even though Brahma, this absolute reality implied by the term Brahma, obtaining as the nearest self, is looked upon as the cause, absolute cause, uncaused, causeless cause, only from the standpoint of the Jagat, only from the standpoint of the effect. But from the standpoint of Brahma, Brahman is neither the cause nor the effect. Okay, now, இதம் தூ சர்வ காரணத்வாத் அகாரியம். அண்ட் திஸ் ரியாலிட்டி அப்டைனிங் ஆஸ் த நியரஸ்ட் செல்ஃப், அப்டைனிங் வெரி கண்டென்ட் ஆஃப் ஐ விச் இஸ் ஆஃப் த நேச்சர் ஆஃப் பியோர் நாலெட்ஜ் இஸ் வாட்? சர்வ காரணத்வாத் அகாரியம். இட் இஸ் நாட் அன் எஃபெக்ட், இட் இஸ் நாட் அ ப்ராடக்ட். As it has the status of being the absolute, uncaused, causeless cause of everything. Sarva karanatvat akaryam. Okay, akaryatvat nityam. As it does not have the status of being an effect, it is permanent, timeless, eternal. And it is nityam. அகாரியத்வாத் நித்யம், காரியத்வாத் அனித்யம். ஜெகத் ஹாஸ் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீங் தி காரியம், சோ காரியத்வாத் அனித்யம். வாட் இஸ் பிரம்மன் ஹேவிங் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீங் நாட் பீங் அன் எஃபெக்ட், அகாரியத்வாத் நித்யம் ந தஸ்ய காரணம் அஸ்தி யஸ்மின் பலியேத. And Brahman does not have cause in which Brahman can be resolved. No, Brahman cannot be resolved in anything. Brahman can be negated as into anything as mithya. Brahman is the absolute reality in which the whole jagat, including time and space, can be resolved as mithya. Okay. So I told you already, resolving means seeing the effect not having independent existence of its own. When you say ocean is water, ocean, so samudraha jale praliyate. Samudraha jale praliyate means what? Ocean is resolved in its truth water, which means ocean has no independent existence at all. There's no such a substance called ocean other than water. Ocean is a non-substantial form, name and function, having water as its substance. It's only appearance of the water. There's no ocean other than the water. That fact is revealed by saying ocean is water. The statement, when ocean is equated to water, ocean is resolved in the water. That way ocean is negated as mithya. Water alone is there. Okay. Therefore, whereas Brahman does not have any cause. Reality has no cause. Tasya na karanam asti. Brahman is neither the cause nor the effect. Brahman has no, if Brahman is not an effect, therefore it has no beginning. And Brahman has no cause in which Brahman can be resolved. Okay. Tatha anantam. I think this is where we left last time. Remember? This is where we left. I come to today's class now. Tatha anantam. When you say anantam, anantam, of course, endless. Antaha yasya nasti anantam. So, avidyamanaha antaha. It has no end means what? It has no effect. Karyam asya. Not only Brahman does not have the cause, Brahman does not have the effect also. Avidyamanaha karyam asya asya tad anantam. So Brahman is neither the cause nor the effect. Brahman does not have the cause, does not have an effect also. Avidyamanaha antaha. Anything which has an end has an effect. Therefore, now, clay is a cause of the pot means what? Which means you say pot means, and clay has undergo change to processing to become a pot. Therefore, here, avidyamanaha antaha. So, the word adihi implies karanam. Antaha means karyam. Therefore, tad anantam. So, Brahman is what? Endless. Endless means what? Endless also implies. Endlessness also is the nature of reality, which means, again, timelessness. Beginninglessness, endlessness. Imply changelessness, and which implies what? Permanence, timelessness, eternity. Yatha kadalyadehe phaladi karya utpadanena api anityatvam drishtam. He gives the example of kadali. Why kadali? Kadali means a plantain. Kadali adehe phaladi karya utpadanena api anityatvam. Everything in this world, every form, every thing in this world has a beginning. Such as what? Example is what? This kadali plantain, the plantain tree. கதலி ஆதேகே அனித்யத்வம், எவ்ரிதிங் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் சச் ஆஸ் பிளான்ட் அண்ட் பிளான்ட் பிளான்ட் அண்ட் பிளான்ட் பிளான்ட் அண்ட் ட்ரீ எக்ஸெட்ரா ஹாஸ் இம்பர்மனன்ஸ், அனித்யத்வம் ஹாஸ் டைம் பவுண்ட் நேச்சர், டைம் லிமிடேஷன். அனித்யத்வம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? டைம் லிமிடேஷன், டைம் பவுண்ட் நேச்சர் ஆர் இம்பர்மனன்ஸ். எவ்ரி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் சச் ஆஸ் பிளான்ட் அண்ட் ட்ரீ எக்ஸெட்ரா ஹாஸ் இம்பர்மனன்ஸ் ஹாஸ் டைம் பவுண்ட் நேச்சர். ஹவு டு யூ சே? பலாதி காரிய உற்பாதனேன, பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் இட்ஸ் ப்ரொடியூசிங், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி ப்ரொடியூசிங் ஆஃப் தி ஃப்ரூட்ஸ் எக்ஸெட்ரா. So plant and tree produces fruits. Phalam adi, not only fruit, a fruit and also flower, it produces. And even the plant and tree, when it is surviving, it also it produces its own new bulbs, and from which a new plant and tree comes into existence. So one plant and tree dies, a new plant and tree comes from the bulb produced by this tree. So, phala adi means what? Not only fruit, fruit, flower and bulb and the new plant and tree which comes out of the bulb. All this, kaladi utpadanena, utpadayati, everything produces, contributes for the arrival of something else, which means has undergo change. Anything which has a cause to become an effect has to undergo change. And to if it undergoes a change means what? It has an end. A given form comes to an end for the new form to come into existence. Therefore, it has anityatvam. Everything, plant and tree, etc., by producing the fruits, etc., has what? This has the status of being time bound in nature. So it is a being non-eternal, impermanent. The status of being the impermanent. Drishtam, anityatvam drishtam, nacha tathapi antavatvam brahmanah. Therefore, this has been seen. This has been seen very clearly. Not only one tree, one. Take all the trees, they all contribute for the production of their new species. They produce fruit, they produce fruit flowers, and they produce the new seeds, and they contribute for the perpetuation of their new species also. So not only all the living beings, not only the plants, even the animals, all the living beings here. So even the non-living things become the cause for the non-living many other forms. Like that, everything in this world, living and non-living things, everything in this world has the status of being time-bound in nature, has the status of being impermanent, because it becomes a cause for producing some effect or the other. Similarly, antavattvam brahmanaha na. And this absolute reality, abstract reality, subclust reality, all pervasive reality, the only truth of the entire jagat, obtaining as the nearest content of I, content of nearest I, that Brahma does not have antavatvam, does not has the status of having an end. Brahman does not have a status of having an end. Means what? Brahman does not have an end, because it does not produce anything. Brahman does not produce anything. Brahman does not have an effect. Brahman does not undergo any change. Changelessness is the sarupam of the Brahman. Therefore what? Brahman does not have an end. Ataha api nityam. Because of these two reasons, Brahman is what? Brahman is eternal. This reality is timeless, infinite. It is of the nature of infinitude, timelessness, permanent, everlasting. Atahapi nityam. Okay, next sentence. Mahato, mahato, mahat, mahato. So mahataha. We come across this word in the mantra. So here, mahato, mahat, mahatattvat, buddhyakhyat param. Very nice. Mahataha. Mahataha means what? Shankaracharya himself says, mahatattvat. Mahat literally means what? Great, big, huge. But here the word mahat implies what? Mahatattvam. The principle called mahat, which is cosmic intellect. Samashti buddhihi. So, cosmic intelligence, cosmic intellect. Mahatattvat. What is mahatattvat? Buddhyakhyat. Mahatattvam, the great principle known as buddhi, mahat, no, samashti buddhihi, known as buddhi, cosmic intellect. Here buddhi does not mean individual intellect, cosmic intellect. Cosmic intellect stands for what? All the individual intellects. Therefore, this absolute reality, ultimate truth, subtlest reality, obtaining in him of pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness, is what? Param. It is superior, it is greater, it is exalted than what? Than the cosmic intellect, otherwise said to be mahattattvam, mahattattvat, buddhi akhyat, buddhyakhyat, buddhi akhyat, buddhyakhyat, mahattattvat, mahataha, param, which is superior. Superior exalted means what? He says, vilakshanam. We can, one more word, param means beyond, it's beyond intellect. Beyond cosmic intellect means Brahman is beyond cosmic intellect, is beyond all the individual intellects. All the individual intellects are what? Within Mahatattva, cosmic intellect. And here Vilakshanam, Param, beyond means beyond should not be taken in sense of time, spatial distance or time distance. Here, beyond here means distinctness. Param means what? Distinct. Why? There is no time distance or physical distance between Brahman and anything in the world. Just as there is no time distance or physical distance between the light and the any opaque thing which shines in the presence of the light. What is the distance? There's no distance. Similarly, the entire objective universe, including time and space, all the forms, all the names, all the functions, all the experiences, everything here, which enjoys the status of being existent, does not have existence outside of the reality, outside of Brahman. Just as wave does not enjoy existence outside of the water, independent of the water, nothing in this world enjoys existence outside of Brahma. Therefore, there is no distance between Brahman and any Namarupa Karma. There is no distance. Every object is Namarupa Karma. There is no distance between time distance or spatial distance between Brahman and anything. Therefore, when you say beyond, Brahman is beyond intellect, means intellect is not away from Brahma. Intellect does not have existence outside of Brahma. Therefore, beyond intellect, Brahman means Brahman is not distant but distinct. வாட்டர் இஸ் நாட் டிஸ்டன்ட் ஃப்ரம் டிவோஷன் ஆர் வேவ், பட் வாட்டர் இஸ் டிஸ்டிங்க்ட் ஃப்ரம் டிவோஷன். சிமிலர்லி, திஸ் பியோர் அவேர்னஸ், பியோர் நாலெட்ஜ், பியோர் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் இம்ப்ளைட் பை த டேர்ம் பிரம்மன் இஸ் நாட் டிஸ்டன்ட் ஃப்ரம் காஸ்மிக் இன்டலெக்ட், நாட் டிஸ்டன்ட் ஃப்ரம் எனி இண்டிவிஜுவல் இன்டலெக்ட் ஆல்சோ. தேர்ஃபோர் வாட் இட் இஸ் டிஸ்டிங்க்ட், விலக்ஷணம், பரம் இத்துக்தே விலக்ஷணம் இத்தர்த்தா டிஸ்டிங்க்ட். And here, why it is vilakshanam? How do you say it is distinct from buddhi? The beautiful reason is given. Nitya vignapti swarupatvat. See, whenever the panchami comes, panchami bhakti comes, I told you, hetvarthe panchami. The fifth case itself is used to mean the reason why it is said to be distinct. How Brahman is distinct, though not distant from even the cosmic intellect, even from any intellect, because the reason is given, nitya vijyapti swarupatvat, due to its swarupam, intrinsic essential nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Brahman, the absolute reality, abstract reality, is ever of the nature of pure knowledge. See, vignyaptihi. Jnaptihi is a beautiful word. Jnaptihi is tilinga shabda of jnanam. Jnaptihi means feminine gender word. Jnanam means neuter gender word. And vignyapt, vignyanam is a neuter gender word. Vignyaptihi is a feminine gender word. That's all. And nitya vignapti swarupam, swarupatvat, as Brahman has the status of having the nature of pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness as its consciousness, Brahman is ever distinct from everything known. Individual intellect is an object of knowledge. So samashti buddhi is also what? Naturally, object of knowledge which enjoys existence in Brahma. Therefore what? This absolute reality Brahma, having the swarupam of pure knowledge, as absolute reality has pure consciousness, pure knowledge as its swarupam, as reality is ever of the nature of, ever of the nitya vijyapti swarupatvat, as reality ever of the nature of pure consciousness, pure awareness, pure knowledge, this reality is what distinct. Reality alone has the status of being the knower, because knowing is very swarupam. Therefore, what is always distinct from everything known, and it is distinct from the known intellect also. Nitya vijnapti swarupatvat mahat tattvat buddhyakyat vilakshanam. Absolute reality Brahman is distinct from cosmic intellect. Thereby, it's distinct from every intellect. Because Brahman is ever of the nature of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, pure awareness. Okay. Then, sarvasakshihi Brahma. This absolute reality Brahma, sarvasakshi, is the only witness of all the intellects. Only witness of all obtaining in all the mind, all the antahkaranam, sarvasakshi. So, sarveshu manasu sakshi, sarvasu buddhishu sakshi, sarvasakshi. See, sakshi is a short, it's new to gender word, sakshi, atma sakshi, nakaranta pullinga shabdaha. Brahma Sakshi. Okay? Nakara Napusakalinga Shabdaha. Must make a note of it. What is Atma? Atma is Sarvasakshi. But Brahman is Sarvasakshi. This absolute, abstract, formless reality, obtaining as the nearest self contained of the I, is what? The only witness of all, only witness obtaining in all the minds, all the antakranams. How do you say only witness? Because sarvabhuta atmabhutatvat, because Brahman is the only innermost self. Brahman is the innermost self, the content of I, the absolute self of all the beings. Sarva bhuta atmatvat. As Brahman enjoys the status of being the nearest self of all the beings, innermost essence of all the beings, Brahman is the only witness obtaining in all the minds, all the antakaranams. Sarva sakshi sarva bhuta atmatva. Brahman has the status of being the innermost self, the absolute self of all the beings. Therefore, what? Brahman is the only witness obtaining in all the minds. Uktam hi, that is why it has been said already in the 12th mantra of the same section, of the same chapter, yesha sarveshu bhuteshu. You can go back to 12th mantra and see the reference. Shankaracharya used quotes why the 12th mantra it was said like that. This is the reason. See now, read the 12th mantra. Yesha sarveshu bhuteshu gudhotma na prakashate. Gudha atma. Yeshaha gudha atma sarveshu bhuteshu. Yeshaha atma sarveshu bhuteshu gudaha. This reality, all pervasive reality, obtaining as the content of I, obtaining as the innermost self, nearest self, is there hidden in all the beings. Okay, that means what? Only truth. How many Brahmins are there? How many Atmas are there? How many witnesses are there? How many knowers are there? The only reality, which is of the nature of limitlessness, is free from time limitation, spatial limitation, object limitation. It's of the nature of limitlessness, therefore implied by the term Brahma. This only reality, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, implied by the term Atma. This only all pervasive reality, obtaining as the innermost self, the nearest self, absolute self for all the beings. Therefore, the Atma reality is implied by the term Atma. Brahman is the only witness, only knower. Okay, obtaining in all the beings. Okay. Now we move on to the next word, dhruvam cha kutastham. Okay, so dhruvaha means what? Already the word nitya itself states what? Atma nitya, Brahma nitya means already, you know, beginningless because causeless, endless because it is effectless, there is no effect, and which means it's also changeless. Changelessness is the sarupam, avyayam. Changelessness is the sarupam of the Atma. Because I told you already, to undergo change, there must be some space where it is not. Atma is all pervasive. Sarva gatatvat what? Atma is achalaha. We understood in Bhagavad Gita also everywhere. So, Atma does not move, unmoving, sthanuhu, achalaha does not, It is unmoving, nor is it immovable, immovable, because it is all pervasive. Therefore, what? Changeless. So, Dhruvam, this absolute reality implied by the term Brahma, is ever of the nature of permanence. Means what again? Changelessness. Dhruvam, firmness. Dhruvam, it is firm. And Kotastham. Kotastham also implies what? Changelessness. See, Kotavat Tishtati iti Kota, yes, that is somewhere at in Bhagavatam class I said. Kotavat Tishtati iti Kotastham. Kotavat Tishtati iti Kotastha Atma Kotastham Brahma. Kota means strong iron anvil is Kota. On top of which all the iron rods or any metal plates are placed and very heavily hammered to bend. So the anvil allows the changes happening on the part of the iron rods, etc., which are hammered on it. But anvil itself does not undergo any change. Similarly, Brahman is the Kota. Kotavata Tishtati iti Kotastam Brahma. And Brahman is ever of the nature of changelessness, firmness, that all the changes happen in Brahma. But Brahman is of the nature of changelessness. And Nityam. Okay. You know? Nityam. Na prithivyadivate. Apekshikam nityatvam. So Brahman is Nityam. Brahman is absolutely eternal. It is not apekshikam nityatvam. Brahman's eternity is not apekshikam. It's absolutely eternal. Why apekshikam? And we say, because nothing is created here. Nothing is destroyed. Maya also is nitya. Maya also is anadi. Maya also is anantam. Maya also has no beginning. Maya also has no end. It means there's no such a thing called a destruction at all of anything in the world. Absolute total destruction is not there of anything. Only change alone is looked upon as relative destruction. So this pure knowledge, pure consciousness, abstract reality, the source of the power implied by the term Brahman or Atma is absolutely eternal. Whereas Maya has no beginning, no end, but constantly undergoes a change. Therefore, we say what now? It comes, the Jagat comes and goes. Jagat comes and goes. That's why the Jagat is what? Perennially eternal. Jagat also is not newly created. It has no beginning. Jagat is not destroyed for good. Therefore, it has no end. So, it is also eternal. Jagat also is eternal. But how? It is perennially. It comes and goes. Perennially eternal. Therefore, prithivyadivat na apekshikam nityatvam. So, this Brahman does not have perennity. Brahman has absolute. Brahman does not have relative eternity. Brahman has absolute eternity. Why? No beginning, no end, no change. Does not come and go at all. It's always there. So absolutely eternal, not relative, relatively eternal, like earth, etc. So anything which becomes manifested exists for some time, again becomes unmanifested, again comes back, means it is also not destroyed. It only becomes unmanifested. Becoming unmanifested means what? Undergoing a change. There's a change, and the becoming unmanifested is what? Relative destruction, which is therefore what? Jagat also said to be relatively eternal. Whereas without arriving, without going, with undergoing changes, continuously that which is there is absolutely eternal. That's why when you define the word satyam, what is satyam? In Bhagavad Gita, the 16th verse, second chapter, 16th verse of second chapter. Please understand, okay? 16th verse, second chapter. You know, that where three words are defined, what is sat, what is asat, and what is mithya, what is tucham. Sat and asat. No, sat is that which has no beginning, no end, no change, that which is always there, and that which is always there independently is sat. Whereas asat means what? Asat has two meanings. One is tucham, one is mithya. Tucham means that which does not exist at all is asat. There is no such thing called asat at all here. There is no such thing called non-existence at all. Then what is mithya then? Mithya is that which has beginning and which has an end, which undergoes a change and which is dependent on satyam for its existence, which has independent existence, is mithya. So here, well, Brahman is absolutely satyam, absolute reality, absolutely. Therefore, what? It is absolutely eternal. Next word. Tadevam bhutam brahmatmanam nichaya. So nichaya means what? Avagamya. Avagamya means what? Avagatya. Avagatya means what? Having understood. Avagachati. Avagachati is the word. How the word, the root gam with the prefix ava completely gives a different meaning. Gachati, goes, attains, reaches. Avagachati, understands. Avagamya, nichaya means avagamya. Having understood, having recognized what brahmatmanam evam bhutam, having recognized, having understood this absolute reality, Brahma obtaining as the nearest self, Atma, which is of this nature as presented by this mantra 15, tamatmanam mrityumukhat. Brahmatmanam tamatmanam nichaya avagamya. Which Atma? Brahmatma. Now the reality is Brahmatma. Reality is Brahma as the truth of the whole Jagat. Same reality obtaining as the truth of the individual, as innermost essence, being all pervasive, is also said to be Atma. So having discovered, understood, recognized this Brahmatma, which is of the nature presented in this mantra 15, evam bhutam, which has been unfolded in this manner, mrityu mukhat, mrityu gocharat, avidya kama karma phala lakshanat pramuchyate prakrshena muchyate, means vimuchyate. Pramuchyate, vimuchyate. The prefix is vi and pra. I emphasize the freedom being permanent. It is not temporary freedom, permanent freedom. Prakarshena vimuchyate, prakarshena muchyate, viseshena muchyate. Vimuchyate, pramuchyate. This person becomes liberated from bondage of samsara for good. Samsara in him of what? Avidya kama karma lakshanat. Samsara in the form of ignorance against caused desires and desire impelled action. And action produced results. Going through the paths of opposites. Therefore, this person becomes liberated from the bondage of death, becomes liberated for good from the jaws of death. Mrityu mukhat, from the mouth of Lord Yama, from the bondage of time factor, from the bondage of death, the jaws of death, திஸ் பர்சன் பிகம்ஸ் லிபரேட்டட் ஃபார் குட். ஹி அட்டைன்ஸ் விதேக முக்தி. நாட் ஹி அட்டைன் ஜீவன், ஹி வில் பி லிபரேட்டட் வைல் லிவிங். அண்ட் வென் பாரப்த கர்மா கெட்ஸ் எக்ஸாஸ்டட், திஸ் பர்சன் ஆல்சோ வில் அட்டைன் விதேக முக்தி. ஹி வில் நாட் கம் பேக் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் அஸ்யூமிங் அ பாடி அகெய்ன். ஸோ மிருத்யு கோச்சராத், மிருத்யு முகாத் மீன்ஸ் மிருத்யு கோச்சராத். மிருத்யு கோச்சராத் மீன் வாட்? He will not, he will be liberated from the scope, with the, within scope of this time bound, time factor, the lord of death. And avidyadi avidya kama karma lakshanat. Bondage is in the form of what? Bondage is in the form of ignorance. And ignorance caused wrong notions, wrong notion, ignorance of wrong perception, wrong perception called wrong notion called desires, and desire impelled action, and action produced pairs of opposites, results in the form of pairs of opposites. All these what? Form the samsara. So the person becomes liberated for good from the jaws of death, means he becomes free from the scope of death. He becomes free from the bondage of beginningless, endless life of transmigration, which is fraught with ignorance. Ignorance caused desires. Desire caused actions. Action produced results of actions into pairs of opposites. Person becomes free from bondage of samsara. Okay. 15th mantra is over. Now, let us move on to 16th mantra. 16th mantra and 17th mantra, with this, the third section will be completed. That means that the first chapter will be over. So, in this following mantra, Upanishad actually presents the glorification of this wisdom, this knowledge, Atma Jnanam Brahma Jnanam. What is Atma Jnanam? The knowledge of the absolute reality is the most exalted knowledge. This is the wisdom, absolute wisdom. Why? It is this knowledge which alone can liberate a person from bondage of death, bondage of samsara, for good. And this knowledge is what now? Imparted. This knowledge is imparted by Lord Yama in this Upanishad. Of course, every Upanishad presents the same Brahma Vidya. Every Upanishad presents the same teaching. But here, the teaching imparted, the knowledge imparted in the form of teaching was by Lord Yama, Mrityu. And this teaching, Brahma Vidya here, knowledge of Brahman, imparted by Lord Yama, is meant by the term Nachiketam Upakhyanam. Nachiketopakhyanam, otherwise, Nachiketam Upakhyanam. Is called, it is known as, meant by the word Nachiketam Upakhyanam, because in this Upanishad, Brahma Vidya was imparted specifically to this intelligent, brilliant young boy of 9-year-old Nachiketas. And here, Upanishad says, what is the benefit if a person attains this jnanam, attains this Brahma Vidya, knowledge of reality, imparted by Lord Yama, and which is known as Nachiketa Upakhyanam. What the benefit is, it says, who will be the enjoyer of the benefits? The teacher enjoys the benefit. The student also enjoys the benefit. For a person to become a teacher, he must be a student first. Because he must understand. To understand, he must listen. Listening is important. Therefore, the one who listens to the unfoldment of the Upanishad, the words of the Upanishad, one listens to the teaching, the listener also enjoys the benefit. And having been a listener, having understood the teaching, as a wise person, when a person again communicates the same teaching, he teaches the teacher, he shares his knowledge, as a teacher, as a speaker also he benefits. So the teacher and the taught both have the benefits. That is meant in this, said in this 16th mantra. Let us say the mantra. Shankaracharya says, Prastuta Vijnana Stutyarthamaha Shrutihi. Already we understood. The person who discovers this Atma, Mrityu Mukhat Pramuchyate, he becomes liberated for good from the jaws of death. We understood. But here, Prastuta Vijnana Stutyartham Aha. See, the word Prastuta means anything which has been begun already. Prastuta means anything which has been already begun and which is continued to be discussed, or which is being discussed, which is being presented. The topic and discussion is said to be what? Prastuta. And Prastuta Vijnanam means what? The knowledge of the reality. Knowledge of the absolute reality. With Brahma Vidya is Vijnanam. That Vijnanam is now being discussed, which has been being discussed. Stutyartham, for the purpose of, for the sake of the glorification of the Vijnanam, Brahma Vidya, which has been discussed. For that, Shrutihi Aha Upanishad said, for the purpose of, for the sake of the glorification of Brahma Vidya, which is under discussion, now Upanishad says in the following mantra. So Upanishad herself again specifically mentions the benefit. Not the benefit, it presents the glorification. How does Upanishad glorify Brahma Vidya? Let us see in the mantra. Upanishad presents its own glorification of Brahma Vidya. Nachiketamupakhyanam. Nachiketamupakhyanam. Mrityu proktam sanatanam. Nachiketamupakhyanam. Mrityu proktam sanatanam. Uktva shutva cha medhavi. Brahmaloke mahiyate. Uktva shutva cha medhavi. Brahmaloke mahiyate. Okay. Medhavi. Brahmaloke mahiyate. Mahiyate. See, mahiyate is a beautiful word. Okay. Enjoys the mahatvam. That's the meaning. Enjoys the greatness. Enjoys the greatness. Enjoys the bigness. Enjoys the status of being Brahman. Enjoys the worshipfulness. Enjoys the status of being one with. All that we can say for this one verb. And who enjoys? Medhavi. Medhavi enjoys greatness. Medhavi enjoys bigness. Medhavi enjoys worshipfulness. Medhavi enjoys the status of being Brahma. Medhavi enjoys the status of being one with Brahma. Who is Medhavi? One who has Medha. Of course, Medhavi means the person of, you know, Grahana Dharana Shakti, he is Medha. One who has good power of intellection, the capacity to understand and retain is also called Medhavi. But here Medhavi means what? The person of wisdom. Only a person who has the capacity to grasp, understand and retain can understand the Upanishadic teaching, retain the teaching and assimilate the teaching also. Therefore, the person of wisdom, person of absolute knowledge is also called Medhavi. And Medhavi alone revels, has the, you know, enjoys the bigness, enjoys the worshipfulness. How? Brahma Loke. Brahma Loke means Brahmani. Brahmani means what? This person, having discovered the reality, obtaining as one's own self, having his resolved his identity in Brahma, the consciousness, reality, Brahma, and take ownership of Brahman as one's own self. This Brahma Loke Mahiyate means what? The person becomes one with the Brahma. Becoming one with Brahman means what? Having discovered Brahman as the truth of I, having taken ownership of Brahman as the self, take ownership of Atma as one's own self. Being one with Brahman, remaining as Brahman is what? Brahmaloke Mahiyate. That's what is said as Brahmaloke Mahiyate. Only a person of absolute reality, Brahma, a person who has the vision of the absolute reality, Brahman, obtaining as one's own self, enjoys the greatness, enjoys the bigness, enjoys the limitlessness, enjoys freedom, enjoys fullness of happiness, enjoys worshipfulness as Brahma. Medhavi Brahmaloke Mahiyate. Jnani is Brahman itself. Why? For a Jnani, there's no I other than Brahma. For him, I is what? Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi. He has already resolved his I sense in awareness, consciousness, knowledge. Just as wave is water, thereby wave is non-separate from ocean, because the whole ocean is water. The wave is water. The wave is non-separate from ocean. Similarly here, this person was discovered, though aham brahma asmi, the whole jagat is also what? Brahma asti. Therefore, ahamidam sarvam. The person who has claimed, taken ownership of this abstract, formless reality, Brahma, consciousness, pure knowledge as the self and the truth of I, in whose vision there's no jagat or I, there's no, the only Brahma. For him, the vision, he has the non-dual, vision of non-duality of the reality. That person enjoys bigness, greatness, fullness of happiness, enjoys limitlessness, freedom, and worshipfulness as Brahma. Okay. How does he become a Medhavi? No? Shrutva. Shrutva. He listens and listens and listens and listens. When he continues listening, not simply with scattered attention, with a focused attention. When a person continuously listens to the unfoldment of the nature of reality, unfoldment of the meanings of the words of the Upanishad, revealing the nature of reality, this person has no choice. He definitely stumbles upon the reality, obtaining as one's own self. And such a person, that's how he becomes Medhavi. He enjoys this worshipfulness, this By having the status of being Brahma, he also enjoys the worshipfulness of Brahma. Then, not only that, and having understood, and he doesn't simply sit, he also shares his knowledge, uktva, and also repeating and communicating, teaching, imparting, giving, speaking the same teaching which has received from his teacher, sharing it with other students. Also, he revels in the same subject matter. Thereby, he becomes Medhavi. That is how he again enjoys the greatness, bigness, happiness, fullness of happiness, worshipfulness, remaining as Brahma. Okay. What is it, the person? What is it he listens? What is it the person shares? Brahma Vidya, the great teaching, the absolute, the knowledge of the absolute reality, and which is known as Nachiketam Upakhyanam in this Upanishad. Brahma Vidya is known as Nachiketa Upakhyanam in this Upanishad because this teaching has been imparted to this young boy Nachiketas in the form of a dialogue, which also has a background of a story. Therefore, even though Akhyanam, Upakhyanam, Akhyayika, etc., mean these words mean the story. Here, there's a story. Who was Vajasravas? Who was this Nachiketas? And what did Vajasravas do? How did he perform a ritual? How he happened to give the gifts? And how Nachiketas, being a brilliant child, approached his father and asked whom he would given to, etc. How he ended up, how he happened to come to Yamaloka, and how he happened to stay there for 3 days, and how Lord Yama came to know that he starved for 3 days without eating anything. Lord Yama gave the boons, etc. All, there's a story. Even until then, there's a story. Then, when the most important of the three boons was this Nachiketas asking for Jnanam, and that is how the teaching came in the form of dialogue. Teaching was in the form of dialogue, happened between Lord Yama and Nachiketas. Therefore, it is the whole teaching coming as a part of the story, which is in the form of dialogue, and it was specifically imparted to Nachiketas. This teaching in Upanishad is called Nachiketam Upakhyanam, and it, which was specifically imparted by Mrityu Proktam. And this wisdom, this absolute wisdom, the knowledge of the absolute reality, which is eternal wisdom, Sanatanam. Why Sanatanam? The knowledge which is eternal, because it is for this jnanam, the pramana grantaha is Vedaha, which is perennially eternal. This knowledge is said to be eternal, Sanatanam, because for this knowledge, the pramanam used is the Veda Shastram. And Veda Shastram is what? A beginningless, endless, timeless scripture, which is perennially eternal. Every time Jagat becomes manifested, Veda Shastram also becomes manifested. Every time Jagat becomes unmanifested, again Veda Shastram remains unmanifested. Which means Veda Shastram also is not newly taught. In fact, Pooja Swamiji used to say, no knowledge has a beginning. Therefore, nothing is newly created. And Veda Shastram is perennially eternal. It has no time. That is why you can't use AC, BC, etc. We cannot, after Christ, before Christ, we can never say Veda Shastram is a பெருநிலை இட்டர்னல் டைம்லெஸ் சாஸ்திரம். அண்ட் தட் வேத சாஸ்திரம் சர்வ்ஸ் அஸ் அ பிரமாணம் ஃபார் திஸ் பிரம்ம வித்யா. தேர்ஃபோர் த பிரம்ம வித்யா ஃபார் விச் தி பெருநிலை இட்டர்னல் டைம்லெஸ் சாஸ்திரம் வேதா இஸ் தி பிரமாணம், திஸ் நாலெட்ஜ் ஆல்சோ இஸ் சனாதனம். And not only does this knowledge is of the absolute everlasting reality, it is called Sanatanam, and this knowledge alone can liberate a person for good, if it is Sanatanam. And this Sanatanam, this timeless wisdom which was imparted by Lord Yama, Mrityu Proktam, and imparted to Nachiketas, is what? நாச்சிகேதம் உபாக்கியானம் மிருத்யு ப்ரோக்தம் சனாதனம். திஸ் நாலேஜ் அண்ட் உக்த்வா சரி ஸ்ருத்வா ஹேவிங் ஹர்ட் திஸ் டீச்சிங் அ பர்சன் பிகம்ஸ் அ மேதாவி, தர்பை ஹீ என்ஜாய்ஸ் கிரேட்னஸ், பிக்னஸ், ஃபுல்னஸ் ஆஃப் ஹாப்பினஸ் அண்ட் ஒர்ஷிப்ஃபுல்னஸ், ரிமைனிங் அஸ் பிரம்மா. அண்ட் அகெயின் having heard and understood and having taught this teach imparted this teaching also as a teacher also, a person as a medhavi revels in Brahma, revels in the vision of Brahma, thereby enjoys worshipfulness. Okay, this is the teacher and the taught have the greatness of being one with Brahma, enjoying the worshipfulness. Okay, this is how Upanishad presents the glorification of Brahma Vidya. Sanatanam Mrityu Proktam Nachiketam Upakhyanam Shrutva Uktva Cha Medhavi Brahma Loke Mahiyate. Medhavi Brahma Loke Mahiyate. Okay, Nakaranta Pullinga Shabdaha must be long. Okay, small correction. Print, if you are following the blue book, we had a small correction. Medhavi, it must be. Okay, let us see the Bhashyam now. Nachiketam. Now, first word is Shankaracharya takes Nachiketam. Why this Brahma Vidya, this Jnanam, Atma Jnanam, Brahma Jnanam is meant by the word Nachiketam? உபாக்கியானம் சங்கராச்சாரிய சேஸ் நச்சிகேதசா பிராப்தம் நாச்சிகேதம். எனிதிங் பர்டைனிங் டு நச்சிகேதஸ் இஸ் நாச்சிகேதம். அண்ட் திஸ் ஞானம் பிரம்ம ஞானம் ஆத்ம ஞானம் அட்டைன்டு பை கெயின்டு பை ஒப்டைன்டு பை நச்சிகேதஸ். நச்சிகேதசா பிராப்தம், இட் வாஸ் ஸ்பெசிஃபிக்லி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் டு நச்சிகேதஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் இட் வாஸ் அட்டைன்டு பை நச்சிகேதஸ். Therefore, it's Nachiketam. Okay. Then, Mrityuna Proktam. It was imparted by, taught by Mrityu. Mrityu Proktam. Mrityuna Proktam, Mrityu Proktam. I need not tell you. You all have already made out. Tritiya Tatpurusha Samasa. Very good. Mrityu Proktam. Idam Akhyanam. இதம் ஆக்யானம். ஆக்யானம் மீன்ஸ் ஸ்டோரி. உப ஆக்யானம் உபாக்யானம் ஆல்சோ மீன்ஸ் ஸ்டோரி. அண்ட் யூ ஆல்ரெடி நோ ஒன் மோர் ஆக்யாயிகா ஆல்சோ மீன்ஸ் ஸ்டோரி. ஓகே, வாட் இஸ் உபாக்யானம் ஆக்யானம் உபாக்யானம்? வள்ளி த்ரய லட்சணம். திஸ் ஹோல் டீச்சிங் associated with the story also, involving a story also. The main subject matter is the teaching of Brahma Vidya, and which has associated with the story also. And this is what? This which forms the content of three sections. Valli Traya Lakshanam. The Brahma Vidya imparted by Mrityu, imparted to Nachiketas, associated with the story, forms the content of three chapters, three sections, sorry, forms the கண்டென்ட் ஆஃப் த்ரீ செக்ஷன்ஸ். ஒரு வள்ளி இத்திரைய லட்சணம் சனாத்தனம், சனாத்தனம் வாய் சனாத்தனாத்தனம் சிரந்தனம். சிரம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? லாங். சதா தனம் இஸ் சனாத்தனம். தி நாலேஜ் விச் இஸ் எவர் வேல்யூடு, ஓகே, எவர் சர்வ்ஸ் தி பர்பஸ், சதாத்தனம் சனாத்தனம் சிரந்தனம். சிரந்தனம் சனாத்தனம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? இட் இஸ் டைம்லெஸ் விஸ்டம். Why? How do you say it is sanatanam? How do you say this knowledge is timeless? This knowledge, Brahma Vidya, is timeless Vidya. It is everlasting knowledge, eternal knowledge, eternal wisdom. Why do you say? Because Vaidikatvat. Beautiful. Vaidikatvat. Due to its having Veda as the Pramanam, this knowledge, having Veda Shastram as the Pramanam, this knowledge is timeless. Why? Pramanam itself is timeless. See, what is Vaidikam? Anything pertaining to Veda is Vaidika. The person who performs Vedic rituals is also called Vaidikaha. The followers of Veda Shastram are all Vaidikaha. We are all Vaidikaha. We are all Vaidikaha. Why we are all Vaidikaha? We are not doing any puja, we are not doing any fire rituals, karma kanda. But still we follow, we perform pujas, we chant mantras, we respect Veda mantras, and we respect the people who chant Veda mantras, we chant shlokas, we recite, we worship, we glorify Bhagavan, and then we follow the way of life ordained by the important thing is what? We follow strictly the way of life enjoined by the Veda Shastram. At least we try to follow the way of life enjoined by the Veda Shastram. Without knowing the Veda Shastram also, being born a Hindu in Sanatana Dharma, in all people, all of you have been being taught. All of us have been being taught by our elders, parents and grandparents. We've been following the way of life, which is Vedic way of life. Therefore, we're all Vaidikas. Vaidikaha means what? Those who follow strictly the way of life enjoined by the Veda Shastram, knowingly or unknowingly. You're not knowing one mantra of word Veda Shastram also. The way of life, how we live our lives, that itself is what? Way of life enjoined by the Veda Shastram. Vaidikaha. Now, being given to the study of the Upanishads and with the, given to the pursuit of knowledge of Bhagavan, knowledge of the truth, as mukshus, as jignasus, and having great, tremendous shraddha and Veda as the pramanam, when we live our lives, we are all Vaidikas. Okay? Vaidika means what? Anything, everything pertaining to Veda is Vaidika. And here, this Brahma Vidya, Atmajnanam, Brahma Jnanam is also Vaidikam Jnanam. Why it's Vaidikam Jnanam? Because Veda Shastram is the only Pramanam for this Jnanam. Therefore, Vaidikatvat, having Veda as its Pramanam, this knowledge is also timeless knowledge, timeless wisdom, Sanatanam, Chirantanam. Vaidikatvat. Okay, now Shankaracharya comments upon the word uktva. Uktva. Uktva means what? Having said, having told, having imparted, having taught. Brahmanebhyaha. Having taught this knowledge. Having imparted this teaching, having imparted, having communicated, having imparted this teaching to the deserving, mature, righteous, pious people. Brahmanebhyaha means what? Brahmanaha means, don't think only Brahmanas. Here the word Brahmanaha means those who deserve the teaching, those who are pious, righteous, mature, those are purusharta nischayaha, those are committed to the pursuit of jnanam, are committed to live a life of dharma, டு சச் பீப்புள், மெச்சூர் பீப்புள். பிரம்மணேபியா உக்த்வா தென் ஸ்ருத்வா ஆச்சாரியேபியா, ஹேவிங் ஹர்ட் திஸ் டீச்சிங், ஹேவிங் ரிசீவ்டு திஸ் டீச்சிங் ஃப்ரம் தி டீச்சர்ஸ் ஆச்சாரியர்ஸ் ஹூ லிவ் தி டீச்சிங் and thereby who are there as role models for the students. Having heard his teaching from the teachers who live the teaching, who are there as role models to the students. Shrutva acharyebhyaha medhavi. Medhavi is a person of good intellect. The person having good power of interaction is medhavi. The person having the vision of the truth, vision of Brahma, vision of reality obtaining as one's own self is medhavi here. The person of wisdom medhavi. Okay. Now, Brahmaiva lokaha, Brahma lokaha. What is Brahma loka? The word loka always makes us think of something world. Because the word lokaha is derived from the root look. Okay, lokyate iti lokaha. Why the world is called loka? In some English language, I don't know Greek and Latin, so I cannot say how the word world is derived in English language. In Sanskritam, every word is so expressive and beautiful, there's a meaning behind it. Why the world is called lokaha? Lokyate iti lokaha. That which is known, that which is seen is loka. So anything and everything which comes under the category of known is what? Lokaha only. So the except the knower, the word lokaha does not include the knower, seer, observer of the world. Loki. Bhagavan is Loki. Well, the world is lokaha. The word lokaha, but here please make a note, the word lokaha does not mean the world here. Brahma eva lokaha. Here the abstract, formless, subtlest, inexplicably subtlest reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness, which is of the state of limitlessness, thereby implied by the term Brahma, that reality itself is what? Lokaha. Brahma eva lokaha. Lokaha does not mean something different other than Brahma. Brahma lokaha is equal to Brahma. Tasmin mahiyate. Brahma loke mahiyate means Brahmani mahiyate. The person revels in the vision of this absolute, abstract, subtlest reality in the form of pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness. The person revels in the vision of the absolute reality obtaining as one's own self. Thereby, this person has the luxury of reveling in the vision of the fullness of happiness. The person enjoys the greatness of being Brahman. The person enjoys the limitlessness, fullness of happiness of being Brahman. What does it mean? Atma bhutaha. Atma bhutaha. Atma bhutaha means what? For whom Brahman is one's own self. The person, this jnani, who does not have identity anymore with the anatma, body, mind, sense complex, but become objective towards his body, mind, sense complex, takes only this abstract reality, pure knowledge implied by the term atma as the self. Because take ownership of Atma as the self, Brahman as the self. Hachapurushas Atmabhutaha, having become one with the Atma, Brahma, Upasyaha Bhavati, he also becomes worshipful. Upasyaha, Upasyaha means what? Yaha Upasyate Saha Upasyaha. The person also enjoys the status of being worshipful. The person becomes worshipful reality, Brahma Ishvara himself. How does he become the worshipped Ishvara, worshipped Brahma? How does he become? Because he is no more, he sees himself as Brahma. He sees Brahman as one's own self. He has taken ownership of Brahman as the self. Therefore, he is one with Brahma. He is Brahman himself. Therefore, he enjoys worshipfulness. Means what? He becomes worshipped. Upasya Bhavati. He becomes the one who is worshipped. He enjoys worshipfulness. With this mantra is over. Is it clear? Now, next mantra we have to go to. Now, I'll be very happy to know this particular portion, the first chapter consisting of three sections. These mantras, Shankar Bhagavatpada writes very beautifully, are very important mantras that even if a person does not understand the meanings, even if he has is given, if a person is given the discipline of chanting these mantras, reciting these mantras, still it becomes a punya karma. If you know the meanings, of course, knowing the meanings and reciting is the best. But you're reciting, you need not know the mantra, you not focus on the meanings. You can simply focus on the words themselves. So merely focusing on attention without any distraction on the mere words of the mantras and repeating, chanting, reciting these mantras itself is a punya karma. Even this punya karma in due course of time will contribute for mental preparedness, thereby it will bless a person with the attainment of the absolute end. Don't take the chanting for granted. This is Parayanam is a discipline. Veda Parayanam itself is a discipline. And here Shankaracharya says, his commentary, we're going to see that. When should it be chanted? Today happens to be the last day of Kartika month. You can chant always. Chanting these mantras also will be very beneficial. It will definitely, in due course of time, gradually help you attain even jnana by contributing for your mental preparation. He says, when all we should chant these mantras. Even Shraddha Kale. Okay? Even at the time of Shraddha, it's very important to chant this. If you chant, it will do good for even the people for whose sake you're chanting. For us, good for us, good for the home, good for the place, good for the people departed also. So tomorrow what we'll do, it's time now. I'll stop the class. Tomorrow we'll be chanting all the mantras. Because in this only Upanishad where Upanishad itself mentions the importance of the recitation of mantras and without knowing the meanings. And then Shankara Bhagavatpada in his commentary states that it's very important, it will be very good if we chant these mantras even during even during the Shraddha Karma, etc. So we'll chant all the mantras tomorrow once. Okay? And you can know people in the Hovan. Suppose the Tithi, the Masika Tithi, if you remember, every month that particular Tithi, and you can chant for the departed people. It's good for them. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.